Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Hebrews chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents, because they saw he was a beautiful child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. For he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is unseen. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, so that he who destroyed the firstborn would not touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea as though they were passing through dry land, and the Egyptians, when they attempted it, were drowned.
In today's scripture passage, we heard how Moses endured difficulties by faith. We all will face trying moments. The key for those of us who are believers to remember is that tough times are inescapable. Job 5 verse 7 tells us, "For man is born for trouble, as sparks fly upward." We all will experience periods when life is hard. Therefore, it's essential that we learn to respond in the way God desires. Tough times are able to destroy or develop us. Have you ever noticed how differently people respond to the same challenging situation? Some grow more focused, while others fall apart or are even destroyed by the trial. The way we respond depends on our perspective. Namely, are we God-centered or trial-centered? And tough times are survivable. The key is to learn how to walk in continual awareness of God's presence. Moses demonstrated this in seeking to free the Israelite people from Egyptian slavery. He had learned to see, so to speak, our invisible God walking by his side and to be constantly mindful of his presence. How aware are you of the Lord's presence? Are your fears receding as you consciously believe in his protection and sufficiency? Moses did not start out with this awareness. He had to learn and develop it, and so do we.